The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
Islam comes from its sources. Ziyarah Jama'a Kabira is one of the definite ziyarat of the Ahlul Bayt. And it's necessary for us to read, understand, believe, and repeatedly say it to the Ahlul Bayt. Imam al-Hadi, salamullah alayhi, gave us a ziyarah. What's the difference between this ziyarah that we have from Imam al-Hadi and these same teachings that we have in the words of the other imams and wherever they can be found? What's the difference? And why is this being attacked? Because ziyarah jama'a kabira is something that you say to the imams. You say with love, you say it, and you're told to repeat it. The other ahadith are scattered here, there. If a person reads this one, if a person reads that one, all of these have been compiled in one ziyarah, and then we're told every one of the imams, the Holy Prophet, the imams, Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, you go to read this. Repeat this and repeat this and repeat this. It causes a deeper and deeper and deeper understanding of who the Ahlul Bayt are. And you're able to correct your relationship towards them based on this text. And understand your relationship with them and understand their relationship with Allah. And our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through that ziyarah. The result is that taqarrub, the closeness and proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that one is able to acquire. The closeness to the character of the imams that one can acquire. A character that makes Imam al-Husayn, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Fatima al-Zahra, Imam al-Mujtaba, Imam Zayn al-Abideen, Imam al-Baqir, Imam al-Sadiq, Imam al-Kazim, Imam al-Rida, Imam al-Taqi al-Jawad, Imam al-Hadi al-Naqi, Imam al-Askari, Imam al-Hujja, unwavering, regardless of what the situation is. Undefeatable. A mu'min gets closer to that character. Imam Khomeini becomes unwavering. They plot and plot and plot and try to pay him lip service, pay him whatever, just stop. Well, through Ziyarah Jama'a Kabira, he's gotten closer to those characters. No. Ayatollah Khamenei, the Maraja', the Mujahideen, no matter what is brought, whether it's a bribe or a threat, doesn't matter what it is, what level of a bribe, what level of threat, doesn't matter. When you read this with love towards the Ahlul Bayt, you address them, you remind yourself of them in this way, you get closer to that, therefore they attack this. A person who considers the Ahlul Bayt sacred and not simply just another person, when you consider them just another scholar, then their view and another scholar's view, just different views. And so you're not going to take what they say necessarily. You won't have that firm belief that what they say is the word of God, which weakens your position. And you won't take their guidance as the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You just won't. If they're just ordinary scholars, the way we understand text, they understand text. They're righteous, we can be righteous too. Another person can be righteous too. No, whatever they said and did is exactly what God wanted them to do. That's not book knowledge. That's not book knowledge. That's khuzanul ilm. If you connect with the Ahlul Bayt in that way, if they are Khuzanul Ilm, God made them protectors and preservers of knowledge. They hold the keys to divine knowledge. If you want divine knowledge, you gotta go to them. Well, if you go to them, that means divine knowledge is gonna come to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give that guidance of the Ahlul Bayt, meaning the guidance He put in the Ahlul Bayt. He will deliver that to you. Therefore, again, that example, Imam Khomeini, how did he know this is the time to come to back to Iran? They said, we're going to shoot the plane down. He said, no, this is the time. He said, no, we're going to shut down the airport. No, this is the time. He said, but they're going to kill you. No, this is the time. Where did that guidance come from? Khuzanul Ilm. If you connect with the Ahlul Bayt through this ziyarah, that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you the knowledge that He has under the protection of the Ahlul Bayt. He's granted to them. They have it, and they give it to whomever God wants them to give. And God wants them to give it to those who connect to them. They attack and attack. We are the Shia of Ziyara Jama'a Kabira. We are the Shia of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Who can claim that this ziyarah goes against and changes the direction of the tashayyu of Ali ibn Abi Talib? Did Ali ibn Abi Talib say, we're just normal human beings? Ali ibn Abi Talib, salamullah alayhi. Ali ibn Abi Talib, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi told the others that he knew they were going to disobey his command in regards to Ali ibn Abi Talib, said to them, the chapter has been revealed, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَادْرِ. In this chapter, God says, on the night of Qadr, which is, the hadith says, the angels come every year. This happens yearly. It's an annual process. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنَ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّمْ. He asked them, who do these angels come down to now? They said, Ya Rasulullah, you. He said, after me. So we don't know, you know. He said, Ali ibn Abi Talib. The Prophet said, they are Khuzanul Ilm. The Prophet said, they have connection with the unseen. The Prophet said, they had connection with the angels. So this is ghuluw. The Prophet said this. They added this later on. Who added this later on? The Prophet said this. When the Prophet says, عَلِيٌّ مَعَ الْحَقِّ وَالْحَقُّ مَعَ عَلِيٍّ يَدُورُ حَيْثُ مَا دَارُ. Truth revolves around Ali ibn Abi Talib. This is Rasulullah وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He's a messenger of God, someone sent by Allah to guide the people. Every word he says is directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does he say? He says, Ali ibn Abi Talib is ma'al haqq. He's with the truth. And the truth is with Ali. Yaduru haythu madar. The truth is, wherever Ali goes, that's where the truth is. That's where the haqq is. An ordinary human being? Ulama abrar? How can a righteous scholar be الحق مع علي يدور حيث مدار. An ordinary person, even as righteous as they are, an ordinary person, you can make a mistake. The only way that الحق مع علي يدور حيث مدار, the only way that's possible is that علي is معدن الرحمة. علي is خازن العلم, one of the خزان العلم. Ali is, as the Prophet said, the one that these angels come min bi'idhni rabbihim min kulli amr. All the affairs, the amr of Allah, it all comes down to Ali ibn Abi Talib. Then, as the Prophet said, Hasan ibn Ali, Husayn ibn Ali. Stop deceiving people. You yourselves are deceived. You are misguided. You have chosen to go to hell. Stop fooling people with this language. No. Ziyara Jama'a Kabira is the manifest of tashayyu. Ziyara Jama'a Kabira is the manifest of Islam and the leaders of Islam, the Holy Prophet, Fatima al-Zahra, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam al-Mujtaba, Imam al-Husayn, and the 11 ma'soom imams of the progeny of Imam al-Husayn, salamullah alayhim ajma'in.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Halim Hakim Matin Ghafur Shakur Wadud Qayyum Ra'uf Sabur Majid. وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.